A horse was killed and five people were hurt after a pickup truck rear-ended an Amish buggy early today in Lawrence Township. The crash occurred in the 3600 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest just after 5 a.m. Township police say the buggy was carrying four adults and a two-year-old child who were believed to be headed to a local lake for fishing. All five occupants were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the pickup's driver left the area after the crash and the investigation continues. A Canton man was convicted of a minor misdemeanor in the death of a young boy. 27-year-old Rashawn Patterson was given a $150 fine Wednesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp. Patterson was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the traffic offense in April, but the conviction was thrown out because state law does not allow involuntary manslaughter to be tied to a minor misdemeanor. Police say Patterson was driving a vehicle September 6th with 14-year-old Malachi Nichols Williams riding on the outside. The boy fell from the vehicle and later died of his injuries. Patterson could have received up to 3 years in prison. Canton police are investigating a reported assault and shooting at Martindale Park that occurred Tuesday night. Officers were called around 9:30 to meet with a woman who was suffering from injuries to her face and head. According to a police report, the woman said she had gone to a party at the park with 20 to 30 adults where alcohol was being consumed when a fight broke out among several women. She told officers she was punched, kicked, pushed, and dragged to the ground during the incident. The victim also said several people displayed guns, threatened the crowd, and fired multiple shots in the air and toward her as attendees fled in vehicles. No gunshot injuries were reported. A Canton woman is facing multiple criminal charges after she was arrested on a warrant Wednesday in an aggravated arson case. 48-year-old Tabitha Stewart is accused of starting several fires inside her Walnut Avenue Northeast apartment on March 2nd, damaging walls and an oven area, and putting residents in the 50-unit complex at risk. She was previously cited for menacing and disorderly conduct in a February 19th incident, including allegations of threats and a disturbance at the same apartment building. Stewart is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A dog trainer has been convicted of animal cruelty in the death of a golden retriever during a training session last year. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer found 71-year-old Jerry Barnes of Marlboro Township guilty of a misdemeanor count, ruling he acted negligently when the dog, named Zeb, died while having its nails trimmed. Barnes was found not guilty of a felony charge, accusing him of knowingly causing serious harm. He'll be sentenced May 28th. The Timken Company is outlining new long-term financial targets following an investor day in New York City. Company officials say their Elevate to Outperform strategy focuses on expanding growth, improving profit margins, and increasing shareholder value. The Jackson Township-based company is targeting up to $5.2 billion in sales by 2028, along with stronger earnings growth. Timken reported $4.6 billion in sales last year and employs about 19,000 people worldwide. A North Canton seminarian is set to be ordained to the transitional diaconate next month in the Diocese of Youngstown. Arthur Buddenshots will be ordained June 6th at St. Paul Catholic Church in North Canton by Bishop David Bonar. He will then continue his ministry in Columbiana while finishing his seminary studies, with priestly ordination expected in 2027. East Liverpool officials have condemned a home and removed eight animals following a search warrant on Paul's Lane Wednesday morning. Columbiana County Humane Society says five goats and three dogs were taken from what was described as unsanitary and unsafe conditions. The City Health District says the property had been under investigation for years due to severe hoarding and safety concerns. Charges are expected in connection with animal and livestock violations. A revised five-year financial forecast for the West Branch School District shows no deficit spending over the next 2 years. Projections were approved Monday by the Board of Education. Superintendent Matthew Manley says the forecast shows a reduced shortfall in year three, down from about $1 million to about $800,000, an improvement from February. The district cut about $200,000 in staffing costs this year through attrition, saying it continues adjusting to declining enrollment. A North Carolina man has been convicted of causing a 2025 crash in Coitsville Township that killed a Pennsylvania man. A Mahoning County jury found 25-year-old Robert Powell guilty Wednesday of aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI, and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. Powell is scheduled to be sentenced July 7th. The verdict came after a trial in common pleas court. 62-year-old John Clunas of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, died in the April 10th crash. Youngstown City Council has approved a $6.5 million plan to remove three dams along the Mahoning River. Officials say the Crescent, Marshall, and Center Street dams date back to the city's steelmaking era and are no longer needed. The project's goals include removing polluted sediment and helping restore a cleaner, free-flowing river. Several people were taken to the hospital after a two-vehicle rollover crash in Howland Township Wednesday night. The accident happened at Niles Cortland Road and Shaker Boulevard near the Eastwood Mall, where an SUV ended up on its side. WKBN-TV reports the injuries were not life-threatening. life-threatening. The Highway Patrol is investigating. A Warren man has pleaded guilty in a case involving an animal that was later euthanized after an attack on a humane worker. 30-year-old Darnell Hines admitted to cruelty to animals and was also convicted in a separate case of obstructing official business and an open container violation. Court records show he was sentenced to 84 days in jail with probation conditions including treatment and a ban on owning animals. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.